This is Radically Alive Women's Edgecast.
When you say that, it reminds me of this journey I've been with you, Yulia, after your surgery, of how precious it was to be with you, like, in your own pace, and like how beautiful actually it can be to slow down. To, I even feel scared saying slow down, because my experience is like, yes, it is a slowing down, but then it's also like a momentum happens, and it has its own rhythm.
Yeah, so welcome to the third Harvest Space, which is about diving deeper into all the abundance of wisdom present in the Edgecasts that have been recorded over the last, how many years, Yulia?
2.5 years.
Yeah. And I am really glad that I can hold space for this third edition of the Harvest Space. And when I was asked by Yulia to be one of the space holders for this space, it already pointed me towards the direction of which episode it would be, because there was a lot of self-doubt coming up, like, who am I? Who am I to hold space for an Edgecast harvest? And the topic of today's Edgecast that I chose to dive deeper in is reclaiming aliveness and like transforming self-doubt and also redefining selfishness. And it also makes a lot of sense for me to hold space for that, for deepening into that session, because it's my friend Bishop that I connected to, Yulia, to come together to have this Edgecast recording. And I've been working a lot with Bishop, exactly with the topic of, okay, how can I reclaim my aliveness and transform self-doubt? And it has been an enormous journey for me also to this redefinition of selfishness. So I'm really glad to dive into this episode specifically with you women today. So I am really curious to hear, for all of you that have been listening to this episode, what has been landing in you? What is it that you harvested out of this listening to this episode of the Edgecast? The space is open to share about what is alive about that right now.
I noticed one of the things that moves through me and touches me, first of all, is Bishop's like fiery seeing into a woman and naming that, even listening to the Edgecast, like calling forth the unique part that each woman has, and that each woman has this gold inside of them. It really touched me, like hearing her fierce stand for women's bringing their peace forward.
She was really bringing her devastation of seeing women like having such gold and such precious seeds that are somehow not available to bring forth in this world because of stories of self-doubt or whatever that blocks them to actually bring it into this world. And I can also feel my sadness about that in me, but also seeing that happen with other women.
What intrigues me is this, a connection with the nervous system, which I also, I listened to the episode again today, and while I was listening, it was, aha, yes, and now I don't have it much present. It's interesting, and this episode has been doing that in me. I think it works on a different level or something. But the thing that remains is that there is a certain way that the nervous system needs to be on board, and that it's really about coming fully into the body. And that means the nervous system needs to be taken into account for the level of growth that is possible, at which speed, so the timing. Yeah. I'm curious about that more, actually. Yeah.
The connection between honoring your unique nervous system's speed and the connection that she brings with like burning out, like burning the fire, like too fast, too quick, and then not being able to move at all.
You mean like burnout?
Yeah, it can look like burnout.
Yeah, and also I might intellectually understand what to do next. Or I might intellectually know what to do, but then not having the capacity to actually do that because the nervous system is not there.
Well, I really remember also on my journey of the last years, like in this somatic nervous system work, is that this realization that nobody else has the answers for me. Like, it was at the same time, it was liberating as well as terrifying, because I've been navigating so much of my life, like, okay, people outside will know and I can ask for advice, and then they confirm, or they, like, there's something outside of me that soothed my nervous system somehow. But then realizing that actually nobody has my lived experience, nobody has my nervous system, so, and my unique seed and what I have to bring into this world. And then realizing I really carry all the wisdom of the next step in my body. What is really important in that journey of like tuning into that wisdom is to have people at your side that totally are on your team to discover what is your truth and what is your next step. And then like also expanding into like growing my nervous system's capacity to be okay with other people around me that I used to look at for like advice or like approval, that they might not give it, and to be okay with that.
Yeah, I wanted to show up and experience a harvest and be with you, woman, in the space, and be with you, Elena, as you're holding space for this. I know how much Bishop means to you and her teachings. And yeah, like I relate to what you were saying, Yulia, about the having lots of year moments listening to the episode, but I haven't re-listened to it and I feel sad about that now. I just wanted to experience the harvest with women that I love.
This one is probably the hardest for me to speak a lot today, because it's a lot resonates for me, especially the nervous system and the freezing. There were a lot of parts to the whole entire episode that I could relate to, and actually hearing some, I know she didn't go fully into like the science and the mechanics of body, and but she kind of did too. Shared some facts that I was like, actually that is how it goes. I'm not just the only one that does that. And I can't remember what order she or who said it, but that what's slow is smooth and smooth is fast. And this part is not confidential, so I don't mind, but I have auditory processing disorder, and a lot of my world to understand has to be slow. And that has taken me a long time to accept, because there's also another part of me that is very fast. And the most present I feel is galloping on a horse, which doesn't make sense for my need for slowness. I can stop talking quite quickly, and it's hard to get out of that. And I'm working on right now an edge to stay present, but to also be open. So that is, yeah, why I'm here, and I have enjoyed these. And the only person I don't know is Hope. So it's nice to meet someone new. So that's me for now.
Thank you, Catherine.
So I was invited to the space by Elizabeth. I listened to the podcast. Not this one. I listened to half of this one and I actually fell asleep. My nervous system has been wrecked for me the last 3-4 days. I've been given, it's to do with whole life in general. It's just not to do with freezing up in business or anything. I definitely freezing up in other things. So I've been standing my ground and it's been beautiful. Then when I've stood my ground in a beautiful way, because I don't like to make waves. I'm quite a soft soul. I don't really like to upset people, but then it's made me be a bit of a walkover in my journey. So I've like, now I'm getting a bit more braver and I'll be like, hey, I don't really like blah, 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 and I'll stand up. But then when I get the reply back, they've not even been accountable what they've done. And that's been hard in my nervous system to regulate knocks. And I've been getting a lot of knocks the last 4 days. My nervous system I'm a bit chaotic in my head, actually, and I'm really emotional, as I should be, because your nervous system takes so long to regulate. Like, I've had an injury for 7 months, and people have touched it and prodded it, and then, like, they've hurt me, and I'm like, they're like, turn over. I was like, I can't. My nervous system's shocked. They're like, what do you mean? I was like, give me a minute. You've actually hurt me so much. I actually can't physically move. And they're like, what? I said, just wait. I actually can't move. And they think I'm weird. I just can't flip over because they've actually traumatized me. So I'm sitting there getting, this is just a physio, it's nothing huge. But they don't realize they've actually shocked my nervous system to that next level. It's actually 4 to 5 days to regulate again. So, yeah, that's just a little bit. I'm just a bit everywhere at the moment. So welcome to me. Welcome to hope. Yeah, but yeah, so I'm curious about the harvest. Very open-minded woman. I love what you've created so far, what you talk about. It really aligns with who I am as a human. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to revealing more of who everyone is. Yeah, thank you for creating this beautiful space.
Thank you, Hope.
Thank you, Hope.
I notice when you share that hope, it moves in me this experience of having a lot of sensitivity. My sense is that a lot of women actually experience a lot of sensitivity. And
yeah, that's definitely my soul. I've always been a very sensitive soul.
Yeah. My sadness is that the wider culture that we raised in and learned to operate in is very harsh. And the actual maturation that Bishop speaks of the nervous system and the pace that it takes to grow and to be able to hold more energy or hold more matrix or whatever it is very unique to each woman. And we put over so much structures, like even the working week or like these sort of concepts of time that are really damaging my experience to a more organic growth. It comes from the inside.
I've just got rid of all my other jobs and everything to just start regulating me again. So I'm definitely ready to slowing down to connect.
What comes to me related to what you're sharing, Hope, and also Millicent, is like aliveness is not about being regulated all the time. And when you have this nervous system that has been fried all the time because you are not honoring your unique pace, which indeed, Millicent is so much impacted by the culture we live in and the pace and the structures and concepts that we are conditioned with, then it's often needed to have that time of like focusing on regulating so that you have experienced enough regulation that your body feels safe again to emerge into that aliveness, because aliveness isn't in regulating your your feelings or what is experience, like sensation. And yeah, so I'm really glad, yes, Hope, that you are like really carving out that time for your nervous system to regulate, so that you from that point on can like on your pace bring back that aliveness in your life, which is uniquely to you and which brings forth your unique part.
Thank you.
When you say that, it reminds me of this journey, like being with you, Yulia, after your surgery, of how precious it was to be with you, like in your own pace, and like how beautiful actually it can be to slow down, to, I even feel scared saying slow down, because my experience is like, yes, it is a slowing down, but then it's also like a momentum happens, and it does, it has its own rhythm. This preciousness of having this conscious, intentional time of healing after your surgery and totally going at your own speed, and also for me to, and other women to be with you at your speed and at your pace, really like warms me inside that it's possible, and it's also very beautiful as well. When a woman does slow down and move from her internal signals.
I have just realized it was actually during the day, I've entered into a season where for 25 years I've been running or helping run or being involved in a music camp in January, and it usually starts now to organize. And it took 3 years for me to say, slowly step out, to still make the camp happen. I withdrew my task slowly over the 3 years to make it still successful. But now I literally this last week, my system kept expecting to, oh, I need to start emailing, I need to start ringing the food, the marae, the accommodation. And the joy it's been to actually not have to do that. I can actually spend more time in the garden, or I can carry on with something for me, completing something rather than putting a time frame. And I have been amazed at how much the body clock actually remembers those routines of need, must do, I have to actually then create the space. And it's only been a week, because it's usually only mid-year that I start organizing this camp. And it's actually created space to breathe, which I am still working on how that feels, because it's almost a fear kicks in that I'm missing something. But also the joy it has been that I've created more space for doing something that I want to do that's slow. And I think that the culture of go, go, go is not helpful. And to work in a culture that's go, 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 I almost then want to be just as rebellious in my own time to not go, go, go. And it's been a long time coming, but I'm actually realizing there is space available to be able to slow down. And I've almost worked harder today moving firewood and sailing and sorting out horses, but they've been nourishing in a different way and physical and busy, but not, I've chosen the pace.
I feel joy hearing you and thinking of like, oh wow, it's only 1 week and you know, like how much spaciousness you'll create in the next 6 months.
I know. I've already put light in the greenhouse, and after this I'm going to go out and plant. I've got stuff ready to plant after this is finished. And I would never be like ready to plant now, because I would be planning. I've also a couple of years ago said no to a jazz festival that's usually in 2 weeks' time, and I said no to that a couple of years ago. And I actually, my heart almost skipped going, I haven't done the admin for that. And then there was a joy that went, I don't need to, because I said no to it. And it means, I think, did Bishop or you say earlier about when your yes, if you say no, but your yes then becomes more, I can't remember what you said. The yes is more like, what was the word though?
Charisma?
Something, yeah. And it actually means now, if I say a yes for a work thing, it then is a real yes. Not then I have to because it's always been done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there might be some cucumbers in December now that have been growing over winter.
I remember something like, well, the way it landed in me was that Bishop said something like, if I honor my no's and then I have an authentic yes, that always is also in service of the whole or more. Yeah. So that, yeah. That is also my experience. That as women, we are so abundant. And if we're authentically a yes and not from a place of martyrdom, when I'm not martyring myself, but I'm actually a yes, then I'm replenishing my own resources, and that is in service of the whole also. I love sharing, and that's only possible if I don't bleed dry and burn out by giving inauthentic yeses.
Also, our bishop brought this, like, she mentioned something like, I wouldn't be here with my business where I am right now if I wouldn't have been really selfish about it. And this is where the redefinition of selfishness comes in, which I also hear in your sharing, Catherine, is like moving from inside out instead of like the more of the people pleasing, or instead of like, okay, really moving from inside out and trusting that that will ripple out, that effect will ripple out to your environment and to the people you love or the people that you want to be in service of. Yeah, and this is what has been for me, like, on this journey of being more selfish, is the direct effect is not always already abundant or, in my experience, positively affecting other people. So it might be, if my family has always been used to me navigating from what they need instead of what I need, it is quite a transition and a change for them to be with me moving differently. So yeah, they might have difficulty with that. And then it's about me being okay with them having a reaction or not being okay with what I choose to do. And then also expanding my capacity to be with that. Like, as a professional rescuer and people pleaser, that is one of the biggest transformations to go through.
Yeah, I actually sense that's really huge. Is this transition from being an outside in, directed from the outside in, to being an inside out. My experience also is of it being like super turbulent time. Everything is rearranging. And I don't quite have the connections, but something's coming alive in me around this. Yeah, it's my anger of the huge workload on women is not only doing, but also having to be the birther, be the home carer, be the tender of connections, be the emotional, what the one that holds all the emotions as well. And then you're also this, and so this transition, which feels like a cultural shift of like this other breath of air for women, is like that part's not working right now. Like something else needs to happen for us. And this is like this growing pains, like I hear individual women are experiencing it, but I sense it's like happening in a lot of places. Like this shift that people that knew how to interact with that woman when she was just obeying and pleasing suddenly don't know. And then this is this very turbulent time. And I sense the huge necessity to be in that turbulent time. Like, just like you said, Hope, what I heard was you're at the physio and he was, or she were handling you in a way that hurt you. And it made no sense to their world, but you stayed with what was really happening for you.
I was crying my eyes out and jumping, and I carried on still doing the treatment. And I allowed them to. But yeah, not doing any of that anymore. Just a deep reflection of slowing down. That's all I'm doing now. Like, it took me to injure myself and me realizing that I actually have not allowed, I injured myself 7 months ago and I've actually not even allowed myself to even embrace the injury, take time to reflect on it. And I was like, what the F am I doing? I have not even connected to this to see what it is. Like, I haven't even allowed time. So then I was like, then I meant to go to work on Thursday. I just text every single person and just quit all my jobs. And I was like, it was beautiful, but it was overwhelming because I was like, wow, I've just got rid of all my income. Like, I just stopped it. But I was like, I need to be putting myself first. So it was very, very powerful. But yeah, my nervous system was a little bit everywhere because I was happy and sad and emotional and just about everything, as I should be. Like, and then I was like, now I can reflect on healing my arm, reflecting on taking care of me. No one else, just me. Think of yourself as first.
Really big.
Yeah, go Hope.
Thank you.
That's such an amazing example of what you're talking about. Like, you know, just, yeah, looking after you and then being in the turbulent time. And that's where I am at the moment in my life as well. Just like this feels like the unknown and, yeah, this, you know, I've had another experience this week where I thought I was working towards something like future or plans or something, and then that just not happening. And like when I had that experience earlier this year, my nervous system just fried. Like, I actually literally went into shock, like physical shock symptoms, and had my throat swell up and close up. And from the shock, this time it happened again. And I was amazed that within a couple of hours, I was like, oh, okay, well, that is like, I felt my fear and being back into the fear, but I felt like, I was pretty amazed at how I could navigate that. And like, it's similar, just like, oh, how my nervous system is growing through this period of the turmoil, of the not knowing, and just learning how to be in it.
Do you say, Elizabeth, what supported you to be able to be with that turmoil differently than it was in a few months ago?
What supported me was actually having lived the experience a few months ago. Like, and then knowing that I could come like that. Okay, it's okay because I'm right here right now. And having lived the experience of that, life will go on and other possibilities will show up and it will change.
Was there a difference in how you nourished your body, your physical, emotional, energetic body in that turmoil? How that you resource yourself?
I mean, I nourished them both pretty a lot. I gave myself a lot of time the first time as well.
Yeah.
And a lot of nourishment and space holding. But yeah, I think for me at this time, it was really like Okay. Like this, like I've built this belief that, okay, this is terrifying and it will change because I've experienced that and I'm just getting used to being in the fact that things change all the time. Yeah, letting my fear run. And also actually, yeah, that is part of it. There is a part that is like letting my sadness run, where Millicent really helped crack my heart open on that. Whereas before I've always, well, yeah, I think fear has like covered up a lot of my sadness. And when I let my heart break and my sadness flow, then that really helped to regulate my nervous system, because I have never really felt comfortable letting my sadness flow. And so, like, yeah, fear comes, it presents as fear and anger.
Yeah, so connecting to your sadness and letting that flow was supporting in riding the wave of the fear and the turmoil.
Yeah.
Yeah, that just resonated, that everything you said is exactly what I've been doing, but just in my way.
The other part, I think this was what Bishop was meaning about the body or the nervous system designed to feel. Or I can see a smile on Verena's face when of the connection of the fact that our bodies are designed to hold and feel the feelings, and that though as you experience them, it grows the capacity to hold the different feelings. And that, oh, and the, she also talked about sensation. Like, if you hadn't, wait, like, to, this is, that, someone might have to help me fill in the gaps, but if you hadn't experienced it, to not assume that you can hold it. And I think what you said, Elizabeth, about because you've done it once, you know that you could do it again with that experience. But for me, allowing the first time is so scary. And that for me has been a long journey, and why things have taken so long is because of how I feared so much of what I didn't know. Even this last week, there was something that I needed to do that I didn't want to do, and I had such a severe reaction to it. It was the most tiniest thing, but I had a very severe reaction, but there's reasons my past experiences told me that it was dangerous, and to give something new a go, or to do something and allow yourself to still do it is so hard. But I'm learning that this thing called a body and a thing called a nervous system is actually designed for feeling stuff. Yeah.
Thank you, Catherine. What I also hear in your sharing is that often the anticipation of what is going to happen, what you're going to feel, and the intensity of it is often bigger than when you allow it to actually be there, than the actual experience in your body and in your senses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and my impulse right now is to, we have been talking a lot about this podcast and about our experiences, and This Edgecast episode is also about bodywork and somatic experience. And I want to guide you through a somatic experience right now. Okay. So I invite you to get a little bit more comfortable than you are right now. So even 1 or 2%. And then take a few deeper breaths. And if it's comfortable for you, if it's okay for you, then close your eyes. If it's not, then just keep them open and keep a soft gaze just on a fixed spot in front of you. And then with a deeper breath, really allow your body to sink into, to lean into gravity. Feel how your physical body is supported by the chair or the surface that you're sitting on. Where your body is making contact to the surface. And then take some time to find a spot in your physical body where your body feels most supported right now. And supported and open. Might be easeful or expanded. This can be a spot in the center of your body, but it might be even your little pinky finger that is leaning on your leg. Really find that spot in your body where you feel this spaciousness, no matter how little or how big it is right now. It's not about changing it. It doesn't need to be bigger or smaller. Really see if you can be with that place in your body where you can feel the quality of support being held, of spaciousness. It might also be that it's changing. At one point it is in your leg and it shifts to another place in your body. Really allow yourself to become aware of the presence of that sensation in your body. Then I invite you to switch your attention to a place in your body that feels contracted, feels maybe a little bit tensed. Maybe there's pain or an ache. Maybe there's pressure. Really with curiosity, find that place or multiple places. Also, these can switch in your body where you feel that contraction. Also here, bringing your loving attention to it, not making it bigger or smaller, being it with it just as it is right now. Be curious about the quality of that sensation. Is it continuously at the same intensity, or is it changing? Is it going and coming back? Is it moving? And then keeping this sensation of contraction or tension, whatever it is that you are tuned into right now, in your awareness for like 50%. But then also come back to that place in your body that feels supported and more spacious. More fluent, maybe. And allow your soma, your physical body, to experience that you can have both at the same time in your attention and in your awareness. That both contraction and expansion is present. It might look like a dance, like expansion, asking, like taking a little bit more space, and then the contraction, taking a little bit more space, and see it, if you can play with that. And then slowly let go of both of the awareness or the attention for those sensations, and bring back a little bit of movement in your fingers, in your hands, in your wrists, maybe in your toes and your ankles.
Come.
Maybe you want to stretch or move your body, really let your body inform you about what is nourishing right now. When you open your eyes, I invite all of you to turn your head all the way to one side of the space where you're in right now. And slowly but surely turn your head all the way to the other side. And while you do that, say out loud or in yourself what you are noticing, what catches your attention in your room. Reorient yourself, your nervous system, where you are right now. To body aware that you are safe, literally safe right now where you are.
Yeah.
Then you come back to the screen and in connection with all the beautiful women here. Ready? I would love to hear a few words when they are there about the experience of this dual awareness exercise, is what it's called. So dual awareness, having both contraction and expansion in your awareness, which is big work in nervous system healing and expansion.
Well, I noticed that experience more beingness inside of me, and it makes me realize how important for me taking care of my nervous system is, and not just relying on my fear, or just relying on feeling my fears. Like, oh, I actually also can do these things that really like give my nervous system a sense of safety. And yeah, like particularly with the head turning, I really noticed that there's nothing that's going to eat me right now. Like, there really is no threat.
Yeah, nothing is actually going to eat you right now.
Yeah, I can feel myself start to yawn as I was looking around, like my nervous system just relaxing.
Yeah, so also the reorienting, the looking around, is a way to support your nervous system when you are moving through your edge. I remember you saying that, Yulia, when you are moving through your edge, where the monsters live. How important it is to lean into that edge and to move there, but also to take care of your nervous system and support it in that journey, in that expansion. That it is actually safe, and that there will not be monsters that eat you.
And what for me was a aha was this realization that both can be there at the same time, tension and relaxation in different parts of my body. And I can shift my focus. Doesn't mean that the other is not there, and that I can hold both in my awareness. It's like, okay. Yeah, so when I have a fear response in an emotional way, maybe, there's also space for the other part, the relaxed.
Yeah, I'm really glad. Thank you for wording that, Julia.
Okay.
Any last words? One word. Yeah. I invite all of us to say one word to close this space.
Gratitude.
Aliveness.
Connection. Relax.
Thank you, woman.
Thank you, Irina, for holding space.
And hope to see you in the next harvest space. In 2 weeks, there will be another one.
Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye. Thank you. Go well.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Imagine that you could become so radically alive that you would create not only the life that you love, but also the culture that comes through you that your being is designed to create. This is what this edge cast is about. This is what this edge cast aims to inspire in you as you listen to this right now. And this could be a daunting thing. And daunting is not a problem. Daunting simply means it's new, it's scary, and why not do it anyway? This is where evolution lies. Evolution is there where the fear is. So we're inviting you to join us on this journey and make it your own. You can do this by, yes, keep diving into these free episodes, the episodes that we're gifting from a place of abundance and necessity. And you can also become a member, benefiting from some special content that we upload in the membership area. But really, the membership portal is for you to take more responsibility so that we can keep creating this content. And if you were willing to step even closer into the circle, you could join our in-person live offerings online. There are many transformative workshops and trainings that are on offer from various radically alive women across the globe. And you can find all of our offerings on our website, radicallyalivewomen.com. This edgecast is brought to you by Radically Alive Women, a team of women consisting currently of Julia Neumann, Annika Korsten, and Hannah Abuzara. See you soon.